Tilly Lloyd's here now on 9 to Noon from Unity Books to discuss another.
Hi,
Kia ora, Tilly.
Hi.
Season's greetings.
Hi. And to you.
Box of fluffies, box of birds, all that sort of stuff. Renner Fine, amazing adventurer. I interviewed him some years back now, I think. This latest book of his is a biography of Shackleton. How does he approach it as an adventurer himself?
Well, he draws on his own adrenaline-riddled experiences in Antarctica. He had already done a bio of Robert Falcon Scott in 06, which caused him to enter into several bun fights about Scott's character and expedition and acumen. And so now what Fiennes is doing, he's turning to silence some of Ernest Shackleton's critics. This is 100 years since Shackleton's death. So it's a slight rewriting of history in a heavily contested area. I think there's about 70 books about this already. Shackleton's background. He was born in 1874, Anglo-Irish. He pursued adventure from a young age. He's portrayed as a giant of the heroic age of polar exploration, also portrayed as a persuasive buccaneer, a riveting public speaker, national celebrity, a role model for leadership in extreme circumstances, a lamentably restless husband and father, a terrible businessman, yet also courageous, adaptable, compassionate, competitive, and with an unusual ability to rise above the unspeakable physical suffering of Arctic disasters, which are recounted at length in this book. So Shackleton was truly an addict of Antarctica, and he did have an eye for glory and possible wealth, but the wealth didn't happen. And until recently, he was somewhat in the shade of Scott. So Shackleton led his own three record-breaking expeditions kind of competitively to get back at Scott for Scott having invalided him off some years before. So the three expeditions were the Nimrod of 1908, after which he lunched with Joseph Ward, and the Imperial Transantarctic Expedition, which was after Churchill declined Shackleton's offer of the boat and the crew for World War One, and the last one, Shackleton-Rowett Expedition, 1921, where at age 47 he died of a heart attack. He had a long history of cardiac issues, while his ship was moored in the South Georgia Islands, sort of southeast of Argentina. And his wife, Emily, Lady Shackleton, requested he be buried there, which is an amazing cairn there on the island. There's lots of mentions of Aotearoa New Zealand in this book, especially the ports, of course. But in Hawke's Bay, canned tomatoes feature also because they solved the scurvy problem. And Fiennes records that Shackleton had become a national treasure, deserving some funding, although it wasn't an awful lot because of our purse at the time. It really is the most amazing read on the adventure level. Like, the most dramatic story is the second expedition when Shackleton's ship, the Endurance, was crushed in ice in 1915. And they all got off the boat eventually, and Shackleton and three others sailed a lifeboat 800 miles across those southern oceans in the storms, perilous storms, only to land on the wrong side of the South Georgia Island from the whaling station, which meant they then had to scale these mountains to get to the whaling station, to hire a boat, a ship, to go back to the crew who were down to their last biscuit. But they were all still alive on this ice floe. Really enthralling, amazing stuff that most of us can't even begin to imagine.
And as a writer, very skilled, yeah?
Yes.
No?
The story's chronological, and Fiennes prose is really plain. It's not particularly piercing or lyrical. It's not... in the league of, say, David Grant's White Darkness. Did you ever look at that? It's absolutely beautiful. But the thing is, Fine's book is persuasive, and it is augmented really well with maps and photographs and a pretty good index, although I had to add to it myself just to keep track of some things. But the important thing is that he's empathising all the way. There's so many things they shared in common. It was 50 years later that Fiennes went down and did it himself, retracing those steps. You know, things like raising funds, selecting the team. They both made the fatal mistake. Well, not fatal, but it was a bit of a blunder to not bring in science research early enough. And yet Shackleton's team did discover coal in Antarctica. Their problems that they shared, like overloaded ships, prefab huts, low rations, rapid loss of condition, crevices, snow blindness, altitude sickness, because Shackleton's team were the first to scale Everest. But they both had supportive wives, and they made it, you know, they made it back, which is more than Scott could say.
Wonderful, thank you. And I think, do we pronounce the S on Fiennes? With the actor, I think it gets dropped, doesn't it? But
I'm not sure. I did look him up because I saw that his runoff was pronounced Rafe.
Oh, no, Rafe is the actor, isn't it? Rafe is the actor who will be a relative. Yeah. Although I could be wrong on that, but I'm pretty sure that's the... Oh, look,
right.
There's a family saga to be written. Thank you, Tilly. Thanks so much. Ranulph, as I pronounce it anyway, Fiennes, is the author of Shackleton, a biography.